November 6, 2024. Meeting of the City Planning Commission. Jerry, will you call the roll, please?
I don't think my mic's on.
If you have a second.
Commissioner Giordano.
Present.
Commissioner Gillespie.
Present.
Commissioner Johnson.
Present.
Commissioner Dool.
Present.
Commissioner Woodall.
Present.
Commissioner Shannon.
Present.
And Chairperson Brazier.
Present. Will y'all please stand and join me in the pledge of the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
First of all, I'd like to welcome my newest member, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you so much.
We can have you among us.
Thank you.
We hope you do nothing to embarrass you. But we are pleased to have you with us. Hope you have a good 10 years. Our first order of business tonight will be the adoption of our rules and procedures for this year. This is an annual occasion. Mr. Durbin, do you have any remarks about before we make a motion?
No, sir. These, the one that staff has presented to y'all in your staff report is the same from 2023. We're asking the commission to keep with the same ones and approve these as the 2024 rules and procedures.
They worked pretty well for the last few years. I will entertain a motion to accept the planning commission rules and procedures for the year 2024, I guess.
Make a motion to approve the procedures and for the planning commission for the next year.
We have a motion. We'll have a second.
Second.
We have 2 seconds. Are there any remarks or questions about them before we vote? If not, all in favor of adopting the planning commission rules and procedures for 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say no. They're adopted. Each year at this time, we also elect a chairman and a vice chairman for the coming year. The chairman can serve 2 consecutive years if their term extends. I would like to take the privilege of chairman to nominate Mr. Adam Gilstrap, Gillespie, rather. I'm surprised you ever met him. Chairman, and we've accepted any nominations at this time. If there are no other nominations, all in favor, I made the motion. We need a second, I guess.
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor, Mr. Allen, yes, Gillespie being the chairman for 2024, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I will go ahead and vice chairman for relinquishing. We have a nomination for vice chairman.
I'll nominate myself for that.
All right, that's good. Do we have a second for this gentleman?
Second.
Is there any other nominations? No other nomination. All in favor of Mr. Johnson. Vice chairman, please say aye.
Aye.
Voting and ends my term. Mr. Gilstrap, you want to preside from where you sit or you want to change seats?
No, absolutely. This will be fine.
All right, I'll turn the program over to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. You have some large shoes to fill, so I'll do my best. I appreciate everyone's assistance. It's a good pull. Looks like we're going to address the meeting calendar. Who's up next? Is there any comments? Yes, sir. I have two dates. Please keep this calendar handy on your refrigerator, wherever you keep your calendars for future meetings. These are the dates we will have items in our meetings if we do have an agenda. April 2nd, just me, it's the planning department now. I will not be available that date. I was seeing if anyone had an issue with moving that date to April 11th. That would be the following Thursday. We can't move it to the following Tuesday because of council. If anybody has any issues with that date, please let me know.
Are you going to the Masters?
Yeah. The other date is November 5th is a voting day, so we typically move that one to November 7th.
That'll be a Thursday.
That'll be a Thursday as well, yes, sir. July is good. Normally it's July and November we have to move because that kind of falls on the holiday, but July 2nd obviously is not a holiday, so you might be out of town. Please let me know ahead of time if you're going to the beach for that week. But that date's fine. So just April 2nd, move that to the April 11th. November 5th, move it to November 7th. If everybody's okay with that, just entertain a motion.
Okay. So, yes, this time we'd entertain a motion to adjust the calendar to reflect April 11th and November 7th, and otherwise remain the same.
I make a motion that we adjust those two dates for the 2024 calendar.
Mr. Giordano has made a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mr. Brazier has a second. Any other conversation? With that, we'll put it to a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And that carries. The next item on our agenda for the evening is the approval of the minutes for the December 7th. 2023. Everyone's had an opportunity to review those. Comments on that? This time, not. Do I have a motion to approve the meeting? Minutes of the meeting. December 7th. Meeting.
Second.
I make a motion to approve the minutes of the December 7th, 2023.
I have a motion from Commissioner Jordan, Council. Do I have a second?
Second.
Let's give you a second.
What do you just think?
With that, we'll call the vote. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed? And that carries. Okay. Mr. Derby, do you want to introduce the last item on the calendar for this evening?
Yes, sir. Gentlemen, commissioners, sorry. On your screen in green is the settlement ID phase 10. This will be the last phase of the lower portion of this development. I think everyone's pretty familiar with this. For Commissioner Shan's point, this is a ID zoning. Zoning is allowed for flexibility with density usage. This goes through council for review. They have a statement of intent and a concept plan that kind of lays out what this development will look like. When they come to the actual construction documents to submit for review, that's what we're doing tonight. They come back for planning commission to make sure what those construction documents basically mimic what was approved by council. Make sure nothing has changed. This is a zoomed up of the concept plan. The purple little blocks are representations of townhome units. And this is their proposed master site plan. This is 19 units in total. There is a little over 2.26 acres. You have a 5, a 6, and 2, 4 townhome clusters for that. There's no new infrastructure that the city will be maintaining. The roads are already in for Lewis Avenue. These will front Fowler Road. Let me get to the, they will front the green space in front of that on that image with the walking trail and fire pit area. The back portion was kind of unique what they decided to do. I don't know if that was Seaman White's side or Levi Grantham or Crescent's decision, but the back side is the top image. We'll be facing Lewis Avenue, and it'll have also a front. A lot of developments won't do this. What you see on the bottom is what will be facing Fowler Road. Typically in these developments, you'll have the front facing into the development. And as you drive down the road, you see the back of the house. Hips landings that way. All the back porches, it's not more appealing to have the other way around what they're doing here. So when they walk out their front door, which is truly their backyard, they'll be facing the streetscape of Fowler Road. So they did submit a site plan through planning, public works, and fire. A comment letter was sent back to them for a very minor issue regarding landscaping. They have not resubmitted as of now. So that is, goes a little more. Pictures of rendering they provided. These are some of the designs they have out there at the site. Again, that's the back side of that. So the engineers here, if you got any questions specifically.
So we have someone here representing that pitch. Absolutely. Would you like to make any comments?
Sure.
I know you've done this before. If you will, please state your name and address.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Josh Healy, 701 Eastern Bridge Road, Greenville. I work at Seaman White's side on behalf of Levi Grantham and Crescent Homes. But just like Mr. Kirby mentioned, we have 19 townhomes out there, and the minor comment that he addressed is just moving in to address the trees that were out there on the that are existing. We will submit that in the morning. Just wanted to make sure that we could QC it, make sure that everything on our end was nice and zipped up. So we'll have that addressed in the morning. So if you have questions, please let me know. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Do any of the commissioners have any questions, Mr. Healy?
Yes, I have a question.
Mr. Chen.
Is there any, is laid out, is there a barrier between the road and the properties also? Is there, or is that just landscaping?
But between Fowler Road and the townhomes, there's no natural barrier, there's a ditch, basically a swale down there. But between the road, you have a swale for stormwater, and then you'll have landscaping. So it won't be straight road and grass. There'll be landscaping out there.
How wide is that green area between the narrow, how wide is it? I know it's the whole length of the townhouse, but how wide is it between the road?
It fluctuates, but typically it's roughly about 50 feet.
One more question. And that drainage goes to your recess pond, is that correct?
Correct. Is it existing pond that's out there?
Existing pond.
Correct.
Any further questions, Mr. Healy?
No, sir. Yeah, just to reiterate what Mr. Sheely said, there will be a streetscape buffer we require through there, so a natural vegetated kind of entrance along that road. The comment they have is very minor. I mean, Mr. Sheely said, so we feel confident they can address that, but until that comes back in, we just ask for a conditional approval based on them addressing that item.
Good enough. With that, we'll entertain a motion.
I move that the Plant Planning Commission conditionally approve the site plans for the settlement phase 10, SP-2024-01, on the condition that the applicant addresses any technical review comments provided by staff.
Commissioner Johnson has made the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
And Commissioner Giordano has second. Any discussion among the panel or comments? Okay, now we'll put it to a vote. All in favor, you say aye.
Aye.
Aye. this time, oh, excuse me, Mr. Durbin.
Little house cleaning. I actually, I said the calendar, please keep that handy. Just remind yourself about the dates. If you're going to be unable to make it, please try to make it 24 hours ahead of time notice that you can't make it. This last sheet was provided us from the ACOG, which does provide training. A lot of training in the past has been online. I don't think it's been the greatest. But this is in-person training that they offer at the ACOG. Everybody's attended that for orientation. I think, Mr. Shannon, you're taking some online just from flexibility of scheduling. But that's just another option if you want to do in person. It's a good way to talk with other commissioners, board of zoning appeals, council members that go to these things and just, you know, network if you want to, just see, you know, if you're not the only person doing this, and the grass might not be greener in other places. But if you have any questions, then let me know. I can set somebody all up for those. If not, we can continue on looking for some other training as the year goes on. Just try to get out of the routine of waiting until the end of the month, last of the year, which I understand. So that's all I wanted to add.
Well, with that,
I move we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Second.
We are adjourned.